Hey friends, welcome or welcome back to the Swoon Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Naz, and today I will be reviewing One Spring Night with my dear friend, Christina. Hey, Christina.
Hey, Naz, how are you? Hi, guys.
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm great. Guess what? I finished. I'm on spring break now. Everyone, I'm on spring break.
Yay! Get some time away from the kiddos.
Yeah, I know. I'm just so excited. And I'm excited to do this with you because this is one of my favorites.
Yes! Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's so good. I can't believe it. It's been 4 years. I watched this drama 4 years ago. Like, it was one of the first dramas I watched in 2020, which is crazy. Okay.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Yeah. I watched it back when it came out in 2019.
Oh, amazing. So amazing. Good. It's so, so good. I'm so excited to talk about it with you. And as you all know, Christina is one of the hosts of the Your Girls K-Drama podcast. So
that's still so weird to say. That is still so weird to say. I'm not. Great. Yes, I am. And come listen to me and Maddie and Elle.
Yes.
It's fun over there, too. I promise.
It's a good time. It's always a good time.
It's a good time. So thank you.
Yeah. Of course. So let's get into our K-Ketchup. So Christina, what are you watching right now?
Well, I just finished Healer. Did I finish it last night? I think I just finished it last night or the night before. I just finished Healer. Maddie and I in the Girls K-Drama pod, we do some like older dramas that her and I have not finished yet. And so we have never watched Healer. So we just finished Healer. Well, she finished it a couple weeks ago. I finally finished it and I could put it check. So I finished that. And that's the only that show. And then I need to now catch up on Queen of Tears.
Yeah.
Currently, those are the only two that I'm watching. I'm open to watching other ones. I just haven't had the time. So that's it.
That's it. No, same here. It's a pretty light load for me too the last few weeks. So I'm watching like Tell Me That You Love Me. That's kind of like my side binge drama, which I'm absolutely loving. It's on Hulu. It was a Disney Plus drama. It's on Hulu for us in the US.
This is the one you were telling me about, right?
And it's a love story between an actress and a teacher, an art teacher.
This is up my alley.
That's what I was telling you about it. I was like, I think that you would love it. But he's an art teacher and an artist, and he's deaf. And it's about like their love story. And oh my gosh, I'm on episode 3. I'm obsessed. It's so beautiful. The show is like poetry. Like every line is like poetry. And I'm swooning every episode. Okay, it's really
tell
nice.
Tell Me That You Love Me on Hulu.
Yes, it's so good. And I'm also watching Queen of Tears. So I'm excited to catch up. I'm like 4 episodes behind.
Me too.
So I'm going to watch them sped up. Yeah, I'm going to watch them sped up. I'm on episode 3. Yeah, I think I'm like halfway through 3. So I'm going to like try to like watch it fast so I can like catch up to this weekend's episodes.
Because this tomorrow is, episode 8, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm behind too. I've only watched up to 4. But I know that one I'm hearing it's really, really good now. So I need to catch up.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what everyone's been talking about. So it should be fun. But yeah, it's nice having like a lighter K-drama load because then I can fit in other shows that I've needed to watch as well.
And to read.
Because I try to do like a book a week. So
you're like, so good. You're so committed.
I try.
Yeah. No, I used to be there. I'm trying to do 25 books this year, but I'm already up to, I think, 12 or 13. So that's
You're going to like blow past that. You might even be able to like increase your goal. So
starting up slow. We got this, girl. We got this.
Yes. I love it. Okay, let's get into One Spring Night. I'm so excited.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. We have so many thoughts.
I forgot how good this show is. Oh my gosh, but I'm so excited to talk about it. So let's get into the rundown. Okay, so this is from My Drama List. Feeling trapped in a stale four-year relationship and reluctant to take the next step into marriage, Yi Jong-in stumbles into Yuji Ho's pharmacy one morning, nursing a hangover after a night of drinking with her friend. As she tries to reassemble herself before going to work, Jong-in discovers that she has forgotten her wallet and cannot pay. Ji-ho kindly helps Jong-in, despite her prickly personality. What begins as an innocent daily interaction develops into a deeper attachment as the two find themselves drawn to one another. They embark on a secret friendship while navigating the minefield of familial and societal expectations. Oh, so cute. Okay, I can like barely contain myself.
Are you okay?
No.
Okay. I respect it. I'm like, is she gonna get through it? Are you still reading, or are you done?
I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I'm picturing the scenes and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like kicking my feet. But okay. So Jong-in is played by Han Ji-min, who you may have seen in last year's Behind Your Touch. She's also been in Radiant, Our Blues. We love Our Blues.
We love Our Blues.
As well as Familiar Wife. And Ji-ho is played by none other than Jung Hae-in, who you may have seen in DP, Snowdrop, Something in the Rain.
In the Rain. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
So good. Christina, I know you had like some things to share about like the similarities between Something in the Rain and One Spring Night.
So with this show, I have such a soft spot for the show, and it links to Something in the Rain. I know if you know me, I'm obsessed with, I love Something in the Rain. I know there's some characters and the ending is meh, but since it's my first drama ever, like I watched it back in 2018, I have such a soft spot for it, and it always remain as one of my favorites. But what I was so drawn to that, to the show, to the drama, was the directing and how natural and earthy it is, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
And it's just very, I mean, they have the different camera angles, but it's so organic, or just, I don't even know the word, like it's natural.
Yeah, just very natural.
It's just, I mean, there's long pans of no camera switching, which I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I feel like we're not even watching a show. We're just watching daily life, or it's like a journal of like actual people. And that's what I really was drawn to. K-dramas in the beginning, just because this is the first one. Well, Something in the Rain was the first one that I ever watched. And so I remember a year later when this came out on Netflix, and it's cute. My mom loves it too. My mom started me on K-dramas. She was the first one to watch it. And then I started. So thanks, Mom. But she loves One Spring Night too. But I remember when we were trying to figure out what to watch, and One Spring Night popped up, and it was same director, same everything, all the same characters. And I read that it was supposed to be the exact same cast. But I think, what's her name? Sun Ye-jin. Yeah, she turned it down. So, but anyway, a lot of the actors from Something in the Rain are in this drama. And so it was the same director and some of the same singers. There was this one singer that sang some of the songs in Something in the Rain, and she sang for this soundtrack as well. So I just thought it was really, really cool to see the similarities. But that's why I love this drama, because I loved how the directing was in Something in the Rain, and it was exactly the same. And I think his name's An Pan-seok. I think he is directing another drama coming up, so I'm curious to see what it is, and I would love to see it, because I feel like it's going to be the same. But that's what I wanted to say, because I love this show, and I loved how, I mean, it is such a slice of life show, but also the directing, I really, really appreciated it, and just how natural it was. Anyway, that's it.
Absolutely, I love that. And yeah, I've listened to some other like takes on like Something in the Rain, and I heard about how like it's the same director and all this stuff, and the cast is pretty much identical, and even down to like the parents, they switch roles and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting how the director wanted literally like the same cast in a different show, but I think it worked out really well with like the main couple that we had in this show. But that's really cool. Like, so. Cause I've heard there's so many similarities between the two shows, especially like the actors and things like that. And the themes as well, especially with like the parental involvement and all that stuff. So.
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah.
It's very interesting. Totally. okay, let's get into our first impressions. So, Christina, when you started One Spring Night, like all those years ago, what did you think?
I was just all, I was so into it just because first it was so different than with Something in the Rain. And I know I'm going to continue to compare the two, but it's for good reason. The female lead in Something in the Rain was very, she didn't speak up for herself. And I felt like I resonated more with her. But what what I loved about this drama was that the female lead, she was a tough cookie. She was strong. She speaks up for herself, something that I have always struggled with. So I really, really liked seeing that. And so it was very refreshing to see. And then I also loved Jung Hae-in. Like, who doesn't love him?
I know.
Like, I couldn't. You couldn't not. Like, he's such a great actor.
He's so good. He's
so good. And so I just, I had to watch it. So I was in before I even started the show. I just saw the trailer on Netflix. I'm like, I'm watching this. We're done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That.
So. I love it. I love it. Yeah. So I watched this drama in 2020, and that's when I started watching K-dramas. And I didn't even realize until I looked back on my K-drama spreadsheet that I watched this in 2020. I thought I watched it in 2021, but I watched it in 2020, which is so cool. So when I started watching this drama, I don't even know how I ended up watching it. I think I was just like, I'm watching all of these. So I was just kind of going through Netflix and I'm like, this one looks good. And I was like looking on Reddit and was like, is One Spring Night worth watching? And like, you know, the consensus was yes. So I was like, okay. And I started watching it. And this is the drama that started my love for Slice of Life. This was my first Slice of Life drama. And I was like, I like this. Is it slow? Yes. But I like it. Like, it's really, really good.
Yes.
And I think that they really highlighted how culture in different cultures, like, how like they see relationships and how involved like family is involved in said relationship. And I just found that to be really interesting because I remember when I was watching it and I was just like, why are the parents so involved in this relationship? Like between Ki-seok and Jung-in, like they're full grown adults. Why aren't they able to make their own decisions? And like, I'm learning about like, in that way, I'm learning about culture and like how there's these cultural differences between like how things are done, like, in the US versus like in, you know, Korean culture and things like that. And I was like learning so much context and I was like actually Googling stuff and looking things up. So I was like, oh, this is so interesting. And but yeah, it was love at first sight. And like what you were saying, Christina, I love the way the show was filmed, you know, like
beautiful.
The color schemes that they use, like the show was like very like muted in a lot of ways in terms of like the colors and like the lighting and stuff like that. And like the main couple, like from the beginning, the chemistry, oh my gosh, like I was just immediately taken from like episode one. I was like, oh yeah, like I'm in this and it looks like it's going to be messy. I'm like here like, for it.
So messy.
Yeah, it was so messy. And so I was like, oh, I love this. So I was literally love at first sight, love at first sight. I didn't realize it was going to begin my love affair with Slice of Life, but I'm so happy that this was like my first like Slice of Life experience.
Yeah, no, it's great. And then even as you're watching it from the beginning and trying to see like, oh, is this good or not, they even start right at the get-go like all the different stereotypes and then all of that. And then also you're like, oh wait, do they do that here? Because in America it's so completely different, because there they would, I mean, people, anyone that is not married yet, they still live at home and it could be 30, 35, 40. Like in Something in the Rain, our main female lead, she lives at home and she's like 35 years old kind of thing. And so it's like very different than what it is here in America too. And same with One Spring Night as well. You see, well, none of them live at home. They all live either, the sisters live together and then the older sister lives with her husband. But yeah. So it's just, it's so different to see. And that's why it's so intriguing, because you're like, oh, this is their culture. Okay. But why are they so involved and they need to back off? Like, why do you care so much? But
that's
all they know.
Exactly. And it was just like a great introduction to like culture So yeah, it was so interesting. I was enthralled from the very beginning. So yeah. Okay, let's get into our characters. So we're going to talk about, you know, our side characters first. Okay, so let's talk about Kisok.
But why? But why?
Let's just get it out of the way.
Okay. Let's do it. Ugh. Okay. Do you want to go first?
Sure, I can go first. I mean, he just wouldn't go away. It's like you know how people say, like, there's certain, like, insects and pests. It's like, they just won't die. Like that's kind of, like, what I felt about him.
Yeah, he was just there.
Like, and the whole entire show.
They gave him so much screen time. Why?
I just felt no means no. And, like, he just wouldn't take no for an answer. Like, he just would not accept the fact that Jung-in didn't want to be with him anymore. And he was just like, but why? Like, are you sure? Like, I'm not going to propose to you anyways. And it's like, no, that's not how this works. You can't do that. You can't force somebody to love you. Like, I don't get it.
I know. And it's so wild, too, because I was trying in the beginning, trying to have some empathy towards him. And I was like, okay, in the beginning, let's see. And I was trying to just think of it matter of fact. Okay. Him and Jung-in, they've been going through the motions for so long. They've been together for so long. It's so boring. And the next step, is for them to get married. And that's just his thing. And I think, like, before, he really didn't think anything of it. And he was just like, meh. And so I think when there was another man involved with Jung-in, and he didn't know that much. After that, he was like, okay, well, I'm going to stay with her. We're getting married. We're doing all that. But before, he was so not into it.
Right.
So I think it was, there was, like, a shift after he found out that Ji-ho was, or there was a guy that maybe is interested in Jung-in. It totally, and pride and all that.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's when he just was just awful. Like, stop. You were awful.
He just wouldn't stop. And, like, after, like, there were so many breakups in the show, but, like, I remember, like, thinking, like, I'm thinking back to, like, when I was watching it the first time, and I was just kind of like, why is he still here? Like, he should have been gone, like, 5 episodes ago. Like, there's no reason why he should still be on the show. Like, exactly. What's going on?
Exactly. Why is he here? And then when Jung-in was like, okay, we need to take a break, or we need to do this, or, you know, we need some space, I want to break up, all those times means break up.
Right.
But he did not get the hint. And he yet would meet with all of her family members, other family members. Like, I just, so I had a very hard time with him. I felt like he didn't need to be in it that much, because we got the point. We got the point the first time. We get it. Like,
Yeah. And, like, he was just, I just didn't understand why, like, they were together for so long. And if you guys are, like, so bored, like, why were you guys even dating in the first place? Like, absolutely. I just didn't understand their dynamic at all.
Yeah.
And, like, they were just dating just because.
But that was it. And I think, and that's not even Kisok's fault either. Right. It's both of them. It's both of them. And then, like, she even in the beginning was like, oh yeah, I go with the motions. I don't need a exciting life. I'm fine with the boring life. And I'm like, okay, what?
Exactly. Yeah, it was definitely on both of them for sure. Oh, okay.
Let's move on. Okay, we're done. Yes, we're done with him. Bye. Go into the submarine and never come back.
Go into the submarine. Can you tell me what is the context for that joke? Because you say it a lot and I don't know.
Okay, so there was this character, Maddie and I, we watched Cheer Up a couple years ago, and then there was this one character who was so bad. He just was, it was the same thing. Someone said no, I'm with someone else. He still was like, no means no. And so I said, you know what? He deserves to be in the submarine. Like, go into the submarine, never come back. So all the weenie characters Seriously, I feel like Ki-seok, that's where he should go. All the weenie characters are in the submarine. So when you hear that, submarine, bye. Like, I don't have time for you. Bye.
He's in the submarine. Oh my gosh. I was always wondering, I was like, what is the inside joke? Like, I don't get it. I keep there you go. To ask. I keep forgetting.
There you go.
Oh my gosh. Okay, now I know. Now I know. Thank you. Thank you, Christina.
You know what? You know what? Isn't your life richer knowing that information?
Of course. Of course it is. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's talk about Jungin's sisters, Soyeon and Jaehyun. What did you think about them?
I loved them. Mm-hmm. I loved them. I loved Soyeon and I loved Jaehyun. Soyeon, and it was right at the beginning, you know that there's an issue. It's like the first 10 minutes of the show, you know, uh-oh, she's in this abusive relationship and she's trying to get out of it. And so you feel for her. And I just am team Soyeon and how she handled things. And I know we'll probably go into detail later as we talk about our favorite scenes and stuff. But I really loved her. And she was so scared all the mm-hmm. time, but she did it anyway, which mm-hmm. was so admirable. And all of her scenes towards the middle and the end when she had more scenes, I could not watch her scenes without crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just a lot. And then which we'll get into, but yeah, she was, and then it was wild though too, because there was also a stereotype there because she mm-hmm. was trying to get a divorce, right?
Right.
And that is not that's looked down upon. And mm-hmm. and especially with like a successful dentist, and she's a successful anchor woman kind of thing. And so people in her work life are all confused because she's shut down. And they've even offered her like a promotion for another channel or another segment on the newscast or whatever. And she still turned it down. So I feel like with her, she's learning to do what she feels is best. And that was hard for her. So I just really admired her and her strength because she really struggled and she was in pain all the time, emotionally and physically, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then even when we find out too, with their abusive relationship and how she documents everything and she just doesn't know. I mean, you never know with someone angry like that. So it's just so sad.
Yes.
What about you?
What about Jaehyun?
Oh, you want me to do Jaehyun? Okay. Mm-hmm. I love Jaehyun too. I love her. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I think I have her whole wardrobe, which is so funny. I'm like, oh, that's how I dress. I'm a teacher. I got to be comfy. But no, I love her. And I know she has her own struggles. I feel like she has a fear of being alone. And I know... And we know that she was traveling abroad or doing something in France, and she didn't want her family to know that she came back. And it was kind of shameful for her to like come back.
Right.
And but she has her sisters, and you can see that they're so close and they're so different too.
So different.
Like so different. So I loved her, and I loved her relationship with Youngjae too. And but I also wish too, I want her to learn a little bit more independence. I know that she's strong in her own way, but I know she would fall back on different relationships, either being always with her sisters or being with Youngjae, finding you know, things like that. So those are my two thoughts.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Yeah. I really appreciated how different the sisters were, all three mm-hmm. of the sisters together. And I loved their relationship. I loved how they would like meet up and they would have dinner and they would just like talk. And it was just a really sweet element added to the show. But yeah, Soyeon, she was going through a lot, but she was just so strong and like she wasn't afraid to like show like the vulnerability and like how scared she actually was. And it's like, it was really sad because she felt like she had to hide it all and like kind of carry the load on her own before she kind of like came to her family with it. Mm-hmm. She was just so brave and she was just so strong. And I appreciated her storyline in the show. Mm-hmm. And then Jaehyun, I feel like, you know, she was kind of like a good representation of like you trying to find your way in your like late 20s or early 30s. I don't know how old she was supposed to be, but she's like still trying to kind of navigate her way through life. And I think they did a really good job showing that in her character. And like, she was definitely the more like free spirited one out of like all three of the sisters.
She was so cute.
Yes. But I definitely did enjoy her little romance with Young Jay, and how she kind of like ended up kind of being like indoctrinated into like the whole friend group, like, or, like with Jungin and like Jiho, and then like her and Young Jay, and she kind of just kind of like, weaseled her way in there. But yeah, it was really cute. It was cute. Okay, let's talk about both sets of parents. So like Jiho's parents and Jungin's parents.
Which is so funny because they're complete opposites, and I think that was the point.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's wild though too, and I know I keep bringing it up, but with Something in the Rain, the big issue was the mother in that show. She was awful in Something in the Rain. And I love that in this show, she was the strong woman who supported her daughters, and the one that was a pain in the booty patootie was the dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the dad, goodbye. Like, bye. You know? And although we didn't see Jiho's parents all that much, we knew that they were just amazing parents, especially raising the grandson and just wanting him to be happy because Jiho has struggled a lot too. Yeah. So it was just really wonderful to see. But I loved his parents, and then the mom. I did love Jongin's mom. She was she was so strong, and she tried to stand up for her husband. He was very set in his ways.
Yeah.
And whatever he said goes. And so there's no way of changing or shifting his opinion on anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah. But to see Jiho's family so sweet, I loved them. And then I loved his mom, her mom too. And especially when she found out different things involving her family towards the end was really heartbreaking.
Yeah. 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 I totally agree. I love Jiho's parents. They were just the sweetest people. Again, like you said,
cute.
They're like raising Eunwoo, and you know, they're like, we want you to be happy. We want you to be able to like live your life. And you know, of course, like, he still spent time with his son, but, like, you know, because he's working and stuff, like, his parents kind of, like, took that on, and I thought that was just so kind of them. And they're just, like, very kind, like, humble people. And you could tell, like, the love that they, you know, gave Jiho, like, is, like, the same love that Jiho gives to his son, and, like, impacts the way that he treats people. He's just such a kind person. And then with Jungin's parents, her dad just sucked, from beginning to end. And, like, my thing is, like, your daughter is telling you that, like, she's unhappy in this relationship, and he's like, I don't care. Like, I need this promotion. Like, he just doesn't care. I can't.
And he was in the second half of the show. He had so much screen time.
Yeah. 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 So much.
And he was like, no, that's not going to happen. And then he kept instigating things and then talking to that president of the school and trying to raise in his like work environment and just be better in that. But he didn't even focus anything on his family. It was work came first.
And it was like at the expense of like his family, because like he wanted this relationship to go through so he can get his promotion and whatever. And it's like, okay, sir, like
you're done. This is not okay. And it just at some point I would get really annoyed because it's not fair to have that much screen time for this guy. And I feel did he, I don't even remember if he redeemed himself at the end. I don't even think he did.
He didn't, because he was still mad at the end. Remember, he didn't show up to the family meeting. I remember the scene of him just like stomping like off somewhere. Like he didn't even show up to the family meeting. So there was no redemption for dad. And it was really annoying.
I think that's why
Yeah.
I think that's why I love that family meeting. He wasn't there.
Yeah, because it's like all for him because he just didn't get his way. And like, he basically was like, this relationship was more of like a strategic thing for him. Like, he was just like, if this wedding needs to go through, like, it's just like, for me, it's all for, it was, everything was about him, which I just thought was just so selfish. But I love Jungin's mom. She was really sweet. I loved how they would have these like recurring like talks, like outside the library on the little bench. And like, they would just like have heart to hearts. And it was really, really sweet. And I loved how the mom tried her best to like defend the girls whenever the dad was yelling at them about something, but like, mm-hmm. she could only do so much. But yeah, it was just very interesting how different the parents were.
Yeah. And I really admired too that you can see the relationship between the mom and the daughters, because the daughters would confide in her and then she mm-hmm. would react a certain way, mm-hmm. but in a good way of, you know, and when, oh, it's just, it was, it's a beautiful show. It's, yes. There's a lot, but it's so good.
It's so good. It's so good. Okay, let's get into Jungin and Jiho. So what did you think about Jungin as a person?
I loved him. And it was so refreshing.
Jungin, not Jiho.
Sorry. I thought you were saying Jin. I was like, I'm ready. I could talk about him for days. I could talk about him for days. I'm so
Me
sorry,
too.
Everyone.
No. So sorry.
You only said the first syllable, the Joe, and then like I only heard the J, and I was like, I'm ready to talk about him.
Like, I'm ready.
All day. You can. How about you start with Jungin? Because I'm lost. I'm at a loss for words.
Okay. So with Jungin, I really appreciated her because she was self-aware. She knew that she was being messy. And that she was, like, asking a lot of Jiho, kind of, like, you know, kind of playing both sides for, like, that little bit of time when she was, like, still with Gi-suk. But her and Jiho kind of had their thing going on the side. She was very aware that, like, it was wrong. And she was aware that, like, she was hurting Jiho. And she was aware that, yes, she was being selfish to, like, ask Jiho essentially to, like, wait for her. But, like, she knew that. It wasn't like she was, like, being irrational about it or, like, whatever. There's nothing wrong with this. Like, she knew exactly what was going on. I thought it was really interesting because in her relationship with Gi-suk, it seemed like she was very subdued and just kind of, like, like, you know, just very subdued. But then with Jiho, like, her personality comes out and, like, her spunkiness and her spiciness. And, like, it was interesting to see, like, her, like, come into her, like, true self. Even though she's always been outspoken and opinionated, like, she would, you know, always be very, like, open with her dad about, like, yeah, like, I'm not marrying that man. Or at least not yet, you know. But I think, mm-hmm. like, with Jiho, like, you see, like, she was able to kind of be her full self. I also really liked how brave she was, like, you know, coupled with that, because she was able to speak up for herself a lot, even from the beginning. And she stayed true to her word, like, you know, in her relationship with Jiho, like, she, like, you know, in various points, we'll talk about later how she, like, promised to, like, protect and defend him. And she did, like, she always did. And I really appreciate that about her character. But yeah, she was really great. I loved that she was a librarian. It's like my dream job.
Me too. If I wasn't a teacher, I would be a librarian, honestly.
Yeah. So like, I loved that. I loved how good she was with Eunwoo. Like, she was so, so, so good with him. And yeah, I really enjoyed her character a lot.
For me, in the beginning, I did have a harder time with her just because I didn't understand her in the beginning, and then towards the end in the middle, I felt like she got better, and I thought also, like, oh, okay, I can see why she was this way. It yeah. was in the beginning, and I thought that was very good acting on her part, because in the beginning you see her and she's in this relationship with Gi-suk and mm-hmm. she's not happy, so she just mm-hmm. is very reserved in anything. She's like, oh, yep. But then once she meets Jiho and things kind of shift, I noticed she was happier. Yeah. She spoke up a little bit more. I feel like because she was going through the motions in her long-term relationship, that she really just was – doing life. She was just there. Nothing was sparking any interest in her. And so in the beginning, I got annoyed. But then once I thought of that, I'm like, oh, that's why she was unhappy, but she would never verbally say anything.
Right.
So once she started, you know, talking with Jiho, you know, you see that she was texting. And it was so funny because when she would text and people in her family or her friends would see her, they're like, oh, wow. Gi-seok is making you smile. That's a good thing. But no, it wasn't. It was Jiho. Like, and things were, it's so funny because things were, even because of Jiho, things were going better even in her work life. Like, she was more creative. She had more ideas. She was just, you see her opinionated personality come out. I feel like that wasn't there in the beginning, just because, I mean, she would say, someone would say something. She goes, oh yeah, I'm fine with this life. I'm good. So she didn't really notice. And basically Jiho kind of changed her life a little bit.
Yeah.
In a big way, in a big way. Yeah. And so after that, and after she came to terms with it, because she internalized everything, because she didn't know. And that's what I also really valued. I valued her because as time went on, she knew things were wrong. She knew in the beginning, but she didn't really know. She was just like, oh, I'm talking to him. And then, you know, remember how she would go into the bathroom and then she had her hair up in a ponytail and then she like put it down. She's like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Yes. Like, this is not, this is. And so she would catch herself being like, whoa, I'm doing this for Jiho. And so I know this is wrong. And then I love how everything was laid out in the table. And, you know, you and I've talked about this. Communication is key.
Yes.
And communicate. Like, they both communicated. And
they did.
You know, and she's like, let's be friends. And he said, no, I can't do that. And she's like, why not? You know, why not? Like, I can't. I'm attracted to you, kind of thing. So it was just, and then when she came to terms with that, then she kind of, she was stronger and stood up to Gi-seok. But I loved how she was with his son. Is it Eunwoo? Eunwoo?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he is the star of the show.
He's so cute. Oh my gosh. Adorable. Adorable. Adorable.
Just love him. So yeah. I really loved her character development, and there was a reason why I was annoyed with her in the beginning because I didn't know. And I'm like, oh, it's because she was in this relationship and she was bottling her feelings, and then she was not like admitting to herself, oh, she's attracted to this other guy that's actually helping her and making her feel good, as opposed to this boyfriend that she's had. And like going through the motions. And then when they talked about marriage, it was like, oh, well, no, not really, kind of thing. And so she didn't really think anything of it until Jiho came into her life.
Right, right. Exactly, exactly. Oh my gosh. Oh, I love that. I totally agree. Okay, Jiho, what did you think about
him? Okay. Let me just talk about that. No. It was, the first drama I saw was Something in the Rain. So then when I saw this one, he was completely different. He was supposed to play like a younger guy in Something in the Rain. Mm-hmm. And so this one, he was way more mature. He worked at a pharmacy, you know, he lived alone, all the things. So it was really cool to see him act in, because in the last drama, he was so giddy and so cute. Yes. In this, he's obviously cute, but he is so charming, so sweet, and so reserved. And he wants to protect his feelings at all costs. And you don't see that in male characters often.
Yeah.
So it was really refreshing to see how, oh my, like right at the beginning, Naz, though, he liked her like this, right when they met. Yes. Did you notice that?
Yes, I
did. The attraction. Oh, and she did too. Instant. Like, she did too. It was instant. It was, and it was such a weird meet cute too. Gosh. Like, it was like, she was like half, like she had a hangover and she forgot her wallet and all the things, you know, but he really was drawn to her and she was drawn to him. She saved his phone. And then that first episode, she memorizes his number. So there is.
Yes.
Something there. So
No, absolutely. I totally agree. Yeah, with Jiho, oh man, where do I even begin? Oh, first of all, I love how he like wore his heart on his sleeve. Like we said, like he liked Jonghyun like the minute he met her, and he was very like quick to like tell her. Like he didn't waste any time, and I loved that about him. And even though he was scared because being in this relationship was like very risky, he was like willing to take the risk, but he was open about like, basically he was like, I'm willing to take the risk, but I'm scared to take the risk. Like I'm afraid. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I like that he wore his heart on his sleeve in that regard. Mm-hmm. And he was also just like such a good dad. Like he was such so a good father.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, I just loved his character so much. He was literally just such a lover boy. Like, I was watching when I was rewatching the scenes and stuff. I was like, he's so such cute. A lover boy. And I yes. just love this so much.
His
little, like
his outfits, everything was yes, so cute. His
little yeah. vests. And
oh, my gosh. And just when he wore all black, I'm like, hello. Hello,
sir. Oh, my gosh. He's I know. Just... He's so yeah, cute. No. Oh my gosh, I love Jung Hae-in.
Yeah.
I forgot how much I love Jung Hae-in until I watched Rewatching.
Like, is that like, oh the gosh, only... I love him. Is that the only show that you've seen of him? You've seen DP1 and then him in this? Is that the only things? Are those the only ones?
I haven't even finished DP1. So
okay.
It's only One Spring Night. And then I've seen the movie Tune In for Love.
Okay.
With Kim Go-eun. Have you seen yes. that movie?
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but yes. Is it good or
yes,
no?
Yes, please watch it. It's so good. It's okay. so good. I love that movie. Okay. But yeah, I've only seen him in that one drama. So I'm excited for his romance drama that's going to come out. This oh, year, yeah,
that
I'm
one
really
is
excited
good
about
too.
That. Him and Jung yeah. So Min, like that's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so good.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, and with him and this character too, I know he was having such hard time like expressing it, but then because he liked her so much, he was willing to say things up front right away.
Yes,
like, I have a son, and we can talk about that after, but just. Him and how he knows that he lives like a stereotype with being mm-hmm. a single dad, and he always mm-hmm. needs to I feel like he always has to be mindful of that or sensitive with that, and so Anu is always comes first. So I love that he said that in the beginning, but he is such a great dad. My only thing was I in the beginning, maybe because it's a culture thing, I was so confused why he didn't raise his son, like they didn't live together. And I know mm-hmm. that was because of, you know, he's a pharmacy and they kept saying that he's a pharmacist and he needs to do things and he needs to live his life. I'm like, yes, but he also has a son.
Yeah.
He's part of, like his son is part of his life, you know, kind of thing. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. But it kind of reminds me of like Dr. Slump, like she would have her son like on the weekends and our parents would have him like during the week because of like her work schedule. Remember?
Oh, yes. 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 I'm sorry. I was like, who are you talking about? Yes. That makes sense.
Because your face was like, who?
I was like, what?
Oh my gosh. But yeah, no, like I remember being confused about that too. We're like, why don't you have your son full time? But I'm like, maybe he wasn't like physically able to have him full time because of work and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even finances, honestly. But
yeah,
well, it should be finances because he's a pharmacist, but
yeah,
I don't know.
And
I
he thought, drives
I
like this.
It was like the work schedule.
he drove this really nice Volvo. Like, I don't think he's fine in that department.
Yeah, but, I think his finances are fine. It might have just been his like schedule.
Yeah.
But yeah. And what did you think about them as a couple?
So I feel like with their couple, I felt like Ki-suk was always like in the back of the mind. But if I ignore him, I thought they were just the sweetest little thing. He was happy, she was happy, and they both are not bubbly people. And usually in dramas, they show like lovey-dovey, like, oh my gosh, so excited to see each other. They were just very...
It was natural.
They both were, you know, kind of a little, not mousy, that's a weird word to say, but just very...
they were calm.
Calm.
They were just, like, really calm. Yeah. Yeah.
They were calm, and they loved each other. They wouldn't be like, ah, I'm so excited to see you, you know, it just, and what I loved about how this director directs is
even with just certain looks and certain angles of the camera, it showed all the emotion. And mm-hmm. so I felt like that really shows them, but they're just so cute. And them like yeah. cuddling in the apartment, yes. just those scenes, like those reading. Are great. Those are just stop. I love it. Yes. Love it all.
Yes. So. They were just like really romantic. And because their attraction and everything was just so natural. Like when they were finally together, it just like fits like so well. Like they were always just meant to be with each other. Mm-hmm. I thought their communication was excellent. Like great. They weren't afraid to go there, and they would be open about things and their fears and their feelings. Like, and I just loved that. Like even before they were an actual couple and they were doing their messy stuff, they were mm-hmm. very like very open about their feelings. I love how affectionate they were with each other. Just all their cute moments in the show were just like, oh my gosh, it was just so
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
And they were so different. They come from different. They have different, you know, families and experiences and things. But like, it worked. Like it worked, and like she was like kind of spunky and stuff like that, and he like, but they were so different, but they worked together so well, and I enjoyed them when they were together. It just felt right, and it wasn't so like cute. Oh my gosh, we're like, I don't know, it just felt right, it felt normal, it felt comfortable, it felt, it just was so romantic. I loved them. They were so cute.
Yeah, they were just comforting. It was so sweet to see. And then And I love too that Jongin welcomed his son with open arms. So that yes. just made him fall in love with her faster, and he couldn't yes. handle it. So it was just so cute.
So cute. So, so cute. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I can't wait. Okay. So we need to get into our notable scenes, because I can't wait to talk about all the things.
There's so many.
There's so many. Oh my gosh. Okay, so you go first.
Oh gosh, okay. So there's so many scenes, but for my favorite one in episode one is when they both run to the pharmacy and they have that little cup of coffee at night.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
No.
Okay, great. I mean, it's well, you'll remember, because it's yes. when he says, I have a son, and she goes, okay, are you married? And he's like, no. And she goes, okay, so, okay, and your point? And then he's never heard that before. She's like, it doesn't make you any less decent or anything for you having a son. So just that alone, episode one, right off the bat, He was whipped.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I remember what scene you're talking about. I remember now.
Isn't that episode one?
No, it is not. I'm like, not when you described the lines. I was like, oh yes, I remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that's when they were talking, and he was like, oh sorry, like I must have put you like in an awkward position or something yeah. like that. Yeah, yeah. I remember yeah. that scene. Okay. Yeah.
And then she goes like, I have a boyfriend, so let's be friends. And right yes. in episode one, he's like, I can't do that. Okay, yes. sir.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay, yes, 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 I remember. I have the first meeting, and I will never forget the scene. There are so many scenes that I can never forget from this show, but this is unforgettable for me. So she like, you know, barrels into the pharmacy. She's hungover. She has to go to work. He so gives good. Her the hangover drink. She doesn't have her wallet, and it's a whole thing. But like during that whole exchange, the way that Jiho is looking at her, oh my gosh, I so could cute. Not handle it. The way he was looking at her, and he was kind of smiling, and like you could tell that he was instantly just enamored. And I was like, yeah. ah.
And then and she's supposed to look like a hot mess, and I'm like, girl, yes. you look great. Like, stop.
I know.
Stop.
He was already in love, and then like when she came later on, she was like, because she had kept texting him like, hey, like send me your account number, and he never responded. So she came back to the pharmacy, and she, oh my gosh, I can't even contain myself, and she was like, why didn't you text me your account number? And he was like, so I could see you again. And I was like, oh my god.
I love it so much. I know. And it was so funny, because she was in the taxi trying to go over there, and then she was calling someone, and she's like, actually, can you go to the pharmacy? And then she stops herself. She goes, never mind. And then she goes instead, because she wants to see him too.
Yes, exactly.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, I can't.
I know. It's so good. And then what about when we find out that her friend, what's her name? Youngju? Mm-hmm. Youngju is neighbors with him, but yes, we don't know that yet. He's mm-hmm. the upstairs neighbor. She's downstairs. Yes. And she's, Jungin is visiting her. And then all of a sudden, she like gets out of the apartment and he's right there. And she's like, "Why are you following me? Stop following me. What are you doing? Like, go away or I'll call. Didn't she say I'll call the police? Like, stop." Yeah. And then he just doesn't say anything. He looks at her.
Yeah.
No, that's the best part. He walks up and she's like looking up. And then he goes into the apartment and she's like, "Oh." That's the best part.
Yes.
It's the best part. He did the best part is him not saying anything.
Yes. So embarrassing.
So good.
So good. Oh my gosh. I love that. I love that scene. I love the way that she reenacted it. Oh my gosh. The next one I had, this is another scene that I'll like never forget from the show. So basically, I think Jungin was having dinner. I think it was with her friends. So like, yeah, with her friends. And he gives her a call, like Jiho calls her. So she comes outside and then Jiho's like, "I saw you from across the street and I wanted to hear your voice." And yes. She was just like, "Okay." And then he was like, "What do you want me to do?" I love this scene so much. And he was like, "What do you want me to do?" And she was like, "What can you do for me?" And he starts like attempting to walk across the street. And she said, "Don't cross. It's not a good idea." And I was like, "Ah, the tension, the tension."
And it's so funny because they're just saying nothing. And at that point, I don't think there's even any music. I feel like this show and then the other show this director directed, they use quietness to make a point. And then they put the same songs over and over and over again to like have umph. But yes, freaking out.
And it was so funny because at the end of episode one, too, she's like in the beginning of the episode, she's like, "You know, I'm fine. I love my boring life," or whatever.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, joke's on her because this little tweak in her boring life is making her like so internally excited.
Yes, exactly. Like this is like the most excitement she's had like in forever.
And so she doesn't want to prove, like she doesn't want to admit it. She's like keeping it inside. And I think that's why she becomes so emotional later is because mm-hmm. when she finally admits it, she can't control it. You can't control it.
So. Exactly. What did you have next?
I have, let's see. Well, I think that's it for episode one. But did you want me to just keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
So my favorite, well, this is not like a notable scene, but this made me angry is when mm-hmm. Ki-suk and his dad finally have a meeting together and the dad is like, "Yeah, you know, getting married is like a business. So this is like the next step of what you need to do. So let's like hurry it up and you get married." And I'm like, "Okay, like get out of here."
So annoying.
Get out of here. So that was just because you see where Ki-suk, where he's coming from, but also you just stop. But my favorite, what about in the beginning when do you remember when Jaehyun was like loved Jiho and she wanted to like get with him?
Jungin
was like so jealous but she couldn't show it and she kept changing the subject. She's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be with Jiho, like let's go hang out." And she's like, "Why? No okay." And then she would change the subject. I'm like, "Girl, you like him. You him."
I love it. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. I forgot that she had like a crush on Jiho for like a hot second.
That was so funny.
It's so funny.
What about you?
The next thing I had, this is like end of three into four. This is my favorite scene of like the whole entire show. Like this is the one that like sticks with me like for all of time. But So Ji-ho came to the library and he's there. Jung-in's like putting books away and he's just like looking at her like through like the holes in the books, like so like adoringly, and it was like so sweet. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't. But then Gi-suk like pops out of nowhere to like surprise Jung-in. So it's like, oh no, danger. So he like leaves.
Mayday.
Abort mission. So he leaves. And then so Jung-in calls him and she's like, why did you hide? Like, we weren't even doing anything. And then he said, would you, if I asked you to, would you be willing to do it? I said from the start that I couldn't just be friends with you. And she's like, well, we agreed to be friends. And he's like, okay, then tell Gi-suk we're friends. Tell him not to worry when he sees us together. Or should I tell him? And then she's like, okay, like, okay, let's calm down. Like, let's talk in person. Like, where are you? And he said, if you come to me now, there's no going back. And she was silent. She was so silent.
It, like,
I was like, oh.
She did not know what to say. Because at this point, she's emotionally cheating, right?
Oh, yeah. They're having an emotional affair.
Like,
yeah.
They are, like, yeah. Big time.
They've been having an emotional affair from the beginning.
Since, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, well, yeah, no, but that was still, which is so funny because I'm like, that was so good. That's a great scene.
I know, it was so good. But like, I remember when I was watching the show, I was like so tense the whole time because I was like, this is wrong. It's wrong.
I know.
Like, it was just, their love was just like undeniable. Like, it was just like, yeah. Like, I was like, she's going to break up with Gi-suk. It's fine. Like, they're over. Like, it's
exactly. And I was trying to justify it. Not that I was trying to justify it, but yeah. I remember from the, because I wrote some things down, like, she, I mean, even Gi-suk, like, up, like, episode two, he flat out asks her before he knows anything. This is before anything. He's like, is it marriage that you hate or is it just me? And I'm like, okay, but here's the thing, though. He's known for so long. And so that was in episode two, right? And then even in that same episode, it's, I think we need a break. And he walks out and he's like, okay, let's have a break kind of thing. And so then later, as she says, okay, we're done here, he doesn't respect it. So I'm just, at what point, and that's why I think Jung-in moves on at one point, because he will not.
He
won't go away.
Yeah. Because, like, to her defense, like, again, I hate cheating. Like, I don't condone
absolutely
cheating. Emotional,
yes, no,
physical,
nothing.
Whatever. Like, it's wrong. Yes. So, like, of course, and Jung-in knows that what she did was wrong. Like, she knows.
Absolutely.
But, like, you know, so no one's saying that, like, oh my gosh, like, it was okay because, you know, whatever. But, like, she tried to get rid of Gi-suk so many times and he literally would just refuse to end the relationship, and she's just like, I don't want to be with you, and he's just like, but why, let's try again, and she's just like, no, like, leave me alone, and he just like would not say no for take no for an answer, and it was really frustrating to watch.
It's crazy. It just crazy. And so then after that library scene, which was so intense,
yeah,
because she's like waiting for him and then she thinks, she like turns and she's like, oh my god, it's gonna be Ji-ho. No, it's her boyfriend.
Yeah, that she's been trying to break up with,
like, oh, you're here. Imagine, lucky like, me.
Yeah,
lucky. Yay. Me. So I just am like, and then, so then after that, then there's this kind of, what is it? You know, she realizes her feelings. She is like mopey. Not the husband. Gi-suk is mopey. And then also Ji-ho is mopey. There's like this misery montage that I like to call it.
Yes. And everyone's it's like, sad.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay. And though she, and I know in episode five, she finally breaks up with him.
Yes.
But he still won't let her. And
yes.
So now that he, in the beginning, in that scene, he goes, is there another guy? And she's like, no. Is there another guy? And so before, I think he would have accepted it because he even flat out asked her, like, is this, am I a joke to you? Like, is it marriage? Like, okay, whatever. But now that he thinks that there's a guy, it's about him winning and his pride.
Exactly. 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 Because it was just like, oh, let's break up for breaking up's sake. He'd be like, okay. But like the fact that like, oh, like I lost? Like, no. We're not going to lose this battle. We're not doing that.
It's so sad because he doesn't even like her.
Like, that's the thing. I'm like, you're not happy either. So like, let's just cut our losses and end this thing. Like, what is going on? Goodness. Oh my gosh. But to rewind from what you were saying about like when she broke up with him, like right before that, I have that scene when this is between five and six.
These are these are all like kind of meshed together.
And, and like she went over to his place because she was just like, and I feel like when she went over there, she didn't even know why she was going over there. She was just kind of like, I'm going. And she.
Is it the part where she, when, I think I know which one. Is it the part when she's upset, she goes to his apartment and she covers his mouth? Is that
the
part?
Yes, that's the scene. Yes. She like went over to his place and he was like, you know, he was like, at this point, he's like annoyed with her because, you know, he's like, yeah, like, you know, I like you and like you're still with this guy. And he was like, he said, what do you expect me to do? And as he's like, you know, going in on her, she like covers his mouth and he just like stops. And then they ended up like going out to eat and stuff like that.
That was so intense.
And it was so intense. And I was like, ah! And then, you know, then she like, he ends up like coming back because I think, I don't know what happened, but they were together still. And she was on the phone, like, Gisa called her while she was with him, actually. And she was like, I want to break up. And, like, Jiho was right there. And I was just like, wow, okay. I was like, we're finally closing this chapter. Oh, so I thought.
Absolutely, yeah.
Was not and closed. It's
like, no, it wasn't. Because later, when you see in either episode 5 or 6, Gisok and Jungin is there. And then also Jaehyun. And then with the sister. And then he says, hey, we're thinking of getting married. Can I count on your help? What?
After she broke up with you, it's like you didn't hear what she said. You don't understand what she's saying?
Yes. And what about that was like right after, remember right before she's already asked him to break up. And then remember when Jungin and Jiho, they're at his apartment, she gets a call from him and she looks at Jiho as she's talking to him.
Yeah, she literally breaks up like, with him.
She literally looks at her, Jiho, let's break up. And nothing. I don't know. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. What a mess.
And it's wild though too, because then he's still around. I think doesn't Jiho and Gisok get into a car together?
They're in a car together a lot throughout the drama. Yeah. They end up driving together a lot.
Yeah.
They keep showing Gisok hanging out with him or other people, and I'm just like, why are you still here?
Yeah. And then he's trying to give him advice. Do you remember when they're in the car together and he's like, oh yeah, you are with someone else or you're, you know, you'll get the honeymoon stage is not going to last forever. So, you know, that will be done in about a month and then you'll just date forever and ever and it won't be anything. I'm like,
You don't get to give any advice.
You need to be in that submarine right now. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. He wouldn't stop. He was like in denial. Like, I was, like, understand how many times she has to say, we're over before like, you like accept
we're done. It. You're done. And this is not even halfway. It's not halfway.
Yeah, it's not even halfway yet. We're like in episodes 5 or 6 and she breaks up with him and like this man is still like coming full force.
And the wild thing about it, Naz, like if you were to tell me that we're watching this show and we have this secondary male lead and the amount of times he's in this drama for the whole drama.
Yeah.
I wouldn't believe you. I honestly would not believe you because I just, what?
Yeah, but the second half of the show, I actually started to get frustrated. And I was like, there's no reason why this man should still have scenes.
And I would fast forward those scenes at times.
Yeah, I would just ignore his scenes.
But you know how in secondary characters, I feel like in K-dramas, they do a really great job of like, developing those characters, learning mm-hmm. from their mistakes and stuff. That never happened at
nope.
all.
Nope.
Nope. Nothing with him. So I just, we're done here. Like, why are we giving him so much? We're talking about him too much.
I know. Now we're even feeding into it because we were ranting
but I'm
about
getting
him for so
frustrated.
Long. But it was yeah. like, yeah, it was annoying to watch because as you can hear, he's broken up with, like, their relationship should have been over. Like yeah. she said it was over, so it should have been over. But to him, it wasn't over. And yeah. it was like,
yeah,
we want to watch the couple that we're rooting for. We don't need yeah. to have this guy constantly popping in and out. But
because
yeah,
then
so annoying.
Even with, but then, and it's so sad though, too, because we have to keep talking about him because the story keeps progressing and he's still there. He's
still there.
And like, she's trying to break up with him. She already broke up with him at this point 3 times. And yeah. then she tries to call him. He's avoiding her. Like in episode yeah. 7, he's avoiding her. Yeah. And he just doesn't, he knows that there's another man now. He just mm-hmm. doesn't want to accept it.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
There
it's
was a very
ridiculous.
There was a very cute hug scene though in episode 7. Jungin yes. was Jungin. Jiho was so happy.
Yes, so I have the quotes from
that
episode. So, so Jiho and Jungin were like on a park bench at night, and they were talking.
I love that.
And he said, "I know." He said, "I like you a lot. I'm not in a position to fight for you, but I'm too scared to cut you off. I feel like I'm doomed because my love for you grows bigger by the day." And then Jiho, like, so then, like, after they leave the park, they're walking, but they're, like, separate. So, like, he's mm-hmm. walking in front, and then she's walking behind him. And she said, "When I finally make my way to you, I promise to protect you from all criticism and judgment. That's what I wanted to tell you today. I won't hurt you anymore, so promise you'll wait for me." And he said, "You can take as long as you want, just as long as you'll come to me. I'll wait no matter how long it takes." And then they hug. Oh my gosh.
That was so romantic, and nothing happened.
Oh.
It was beautiful.
It was so beautiful.
Like, hello, men, come talk to me like that, please.
I know, men, come talk to me. Oh, gosh, that scene was so beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Oh, like, this show
beautiful.
Just gives all the feels, like, all the feels.
Oh, yeah. No, or what about when, in that scene, too, when Jiho is talking to his mom, I think they're having lunch or dinner, and then she always kind of presses on, like, oh, do you like anyone, and she yeah. he always says no, and then he finally admits, like, oh, I am interested in someone, and the mom broke down in tears.
Oh,
like, she loves Jiho. Her son so much, and she's yes. so happy for him. She all he said is, "Yes, I'm interested in someone." That's it. Nothing like, "I'm not in a relationship, I just am interested in someone." She yeah. breaks down and cries.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So sweet. Yeah.
We do need to talk about, though, well, no, that's later. Never mind. Hold on.
So okay.
What about in episode, we have to talk about Ki-seok again. He buys a ring.
And he proposes. He proposes to the girl that broke up with him. This guy is not okay. He's not okay. He's not okay.
I can't. Like, he's, you know, he's turned into bad guy status. Like, at this yeah. point, you're done. Like, she's asked 3 times to break up. He doesn't care about what she wants.
No. Nope.
It's not even about her. He nope. doesn't love her, but he's like, oh, well, I'm getting a ring and I'm going to propose. Stop.
So delusional. I was in disbelief when he, like, proposed to her. I was like, what is wrong with you?
Like, enough is enough. I feel when I watched it, I was, like, looking around, like, if there was, like, a candid camera. Like, am I being punked?
No, literally, like, because I remember when I was watching the show, just thinking, like, I thought I was, like, losing it, because I was like, I thought she broke up with him already. Did she not? And I'm like, going back in my memory, like, no, she did break up with him. She broke up with him multiple times. Why is this even happening?
But it's funny because I think he thinks like, oh, unless I give it the okay, then we're actually broken up. But right. I have not given the right. okay. So therefore, I am going to ask her to marry her. I'm going to ask her and we're still together. If I don't answer the calls, we're still together.
Exactly. Exactly. He's like, it's like as far as I'm concerned, we're still in a relationship because I didn't agree to break up. That's basically where his mind was at.
I can't.
He was impossible.
He's impossible. I just don't understand. I can't. Yeah. So, yeah. What about, do you have any other scene? I'm just now frustrated. Like, why?
I know.
And I'm looking at my notes and it's like, Kisok, Kisok, Kisok. I'm like, what? Because he won't stop. It's so toxic.
Yeah, it's so toxic.
Toxic.
Yeah, and it's like kind of like if I can't have you, no one can. Like this relationship absolutely. Isn't over until I say it is.
But he admitted it before anything, before Jiho was even in the picture. He admitted that there was nothing there between the two of them, and that they're just there. And she told him, "I don't want to get married. I don't want to do any of that."
It's insane.
I can't.
Crazy guy.
But yeah, but what about, then we're like, oh, they're done. And then remember when Kisok's dad is like, oh, you need to play the game a little longer to win her back.
He's getting like the worst advice.
I can't. I'm done. We're done here.
Oh, gosh. Well, on to happier things. Of course, another scene is my favorite is their first kiss because finally they could be together.
Finally.
And it was beautiful. It was so beautiful. Romantic.
And I thought they played so well with because I feel like every little intimate encounter is always on a bench. That's like the third or fourth time that there was a bench scene. So I feel that there is this huge. A huge significance. So I loved that they were outside, they were alone, and then they played homage to that means something to them. And then they kissed during that. And it was just the interaction. They're so calm towards each other. Love it. So sweet.
So sweet. What do you have next?
I have, remember when they went to the restaurant and then they were holding hands as they stepped out of the restaurant. And then guess who was there? Guess.
I remember, massive eye roll. Kisok. I remember that scene. And then like Jiho just like let go of her hand.
Awful. But then after that whole thing, then they go to the laundromat. Do you remember how cute that was?
Yes.
They were so happy. And he's like, this is where my parents work. And I really do wish there was more scenes with his parents because they were so sweet and so loving. We got too much of characters I really could care less about.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh. What about you?
Next. So I have the scene when, so we already talked about earlier how Soyeon, her husband was abusive towards her. And it was a scene when like he had come into like, Jaehyun's like Soyeon's apartment, and he was kind of like trying to attack her, but like Jaehyun was there. It was like, you gotta go, like you gotta get out of here. And so she like basically got the husband out, and she just like breaks down. And she was talking to Soyeon, and she was just like, you know, you acted like your life was put together, but this is how it's been. And she just like fell on the floor, and she's just like bawling. And like that scene made me cry the first time I saw it. Because it was just like she was just so in disbelief that her sister was in the situation and she had no idea.
And she had no idea.
It was so sad.
That was so sad. And the same with when the mom found out too.
Mm-hmm.
The same when the mom, she was like, or she showed her all the, like the pictures, the bruise binder.
Yeah.
And then how she saved everything and she just could not believe it. Like both of those scenes are so hard, and I just commend Soyeon because that takes so much courage because she doesn't know the outcome. She doesn't know how they will react
right
to something so
horrible, but you never know. And so, and you don't know how, because sometimes they'll be like, oh, you'll work it out. You'll be fine. No, this is not like that. So yeah. I just, it's a lot. And then when the older sister, she also finds out she's pregnant. So that also is a huge thing, because she is upset about it, because she doesn't want anything to do with her husband who abuses her. So it's just so sad. And yeah, when the little sister finds out, it's upsetting. Like, I was bawling. It's so sad. Ugh. And then even the scene where, and it was all like close together, was when is your mom home yet?
She just got home, so okay. Like, did you let him out? Yeah,
okay,
I let him out.
Okay. I was like, oh shoot, she's probably home now. Oh my god, what was I saying? No. What about Jongin is talking with her older sister, and yes, she's emotional because of the hormones and stuff. But she's like, I love this guy. Like, I'm really liking this guy. He has a son, and Jongin breaks down and is just, she's just like, I love this son, and I'm really happy, and he's a great person. And then So-in, the older sister, cries hearing how happy she is, because she's never been that way. She's never been happy with Ji-suk, president of the submarine club, you know, kind of thing. So yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh, very emotional. That whole storyline was very, very, very emotional. But I think they tackled that really difficult subject really well in the show. So, oh, man. But yeah, very emotional. Okay, so from 13, I have the proposal. So if you guys have been listening for a while, you know I don't like it when women propose to men. It drives me crazy. But Jongin proposes to Jiho, but she uses Eunwoo, which is like the sweetest thing ever. Because she goes to Eunwoo and she like whispers something in his ear, and then Eunwoo goes to Jiho and he's like, oh, Jongin asked if you would like her to be my mom. And then he was like, what did you say? And you know, he was like, I said yes. And he's like, okay, like, good answer. And it's like so sweet. And then, like, you know, oh gosh, I need to calm down. So Jiho stands up and he's like, you could tell beautiful. He's starting to tear up. And he's like, are you saying that you're coming to us? And she said, she was like, yes. She's like, I want to have gray hair. And I was like, oh.
You know, and what I thought about with that scene is, and with everything, Jungin always makes the first move. I feel like because of his situation, he doesn't make the first move. So I feel like if she did not propose, nothing would happen. And it's not because he doesn't love her, but I feel like it was done so well.
It was.
And then she used, and it wasn't like using, she used her, the son, and she loves the son. Yes. She loves him. You can tell. And he loves her, and it's so cute. So that was a beautiful scene.
Yes, I love her relationship with Eunwoo so much. And like, she knows that, of course, like, as a father, like, his son is like the most important person to him. And so the fact that she was like able to involve him in that was just so sweet and so intentional, because, you know, Jiho at the end of the day just wants Eunwoo to be happy. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that he's happy with the idea of Jongin being his mom is just, that's all the confirmation he needed. It was just so sweet.
And of course, she's a librarian giving him books. I'm like, I was perfect.
I know. I like loved those scenes earlier on in the show when like she'd be like at the library, like picking out like dinosaur books for him and stuff. Just like so cute.
And so then her coworkers or her friends are like, where are those books? What's going on? Why does she keep checking out books? And then she, Jongin is like, it's for my cousin. And she's like, you don't have a cousin with the kids. Like,
oh my gosh. Adorable. What did you have?
I loved, also in episode 13 when she has a heart-to-heart with her mom and she looks at her and she just starts bawling and says, like, I can't be without this man. I can't.
And then
she's literally, they're in their little secret spot or their special spot that she came to visit her. And she is bawling. Jungin, who never seems like she never cries like this.
Yeah.
She is bawling in her mom's lap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a beautiful scene.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one. And then also the empty theater scene was so cute. They were just in an empty theater looking at each other. Making me feel so jealous.
I know. They're so cute, though. Oh, my gosh. They're so cute. Oh, man. Yep. I didn't have anything else until the last episode.
Me, too. Me, too.
Okay.
Because, okay. You know, I was thinking, though, for the last – the part of the last episodes, it had a lot to do with Jisook and the and the dad.
Yeah.
Not his dad. It was his dad, and then it was Jungin's dad, which we don't have time for. We don't do that here. So
yeah. Yep. He was still very much around, trying to scheme his way, and it was just getting to be a lot. And just like, I'm done with you now.
Yes. Because my last scene was that I loved was the luncheon.
Yes. Me too. That was like the only scene I had. Like. The family meeting, the sisters and the mom get to meet Jiho.
So accepting.
Mm-hmm.
And what I loved, too, was all of these themes. Just, I mean, all of, like, leaving a relationship after being married for a long time. And even if it's an abusive relationship, that is a big deal. And it seems like it's a more of a big deal in Korea. And then being a single dad, even with some, like, Gi-suk and other people were like, oh, he's a single dad. He's a single dad. He's a single dad. Yeah, what's the problem with that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then even with Jungin leaving a long-term relationship, sometimes that is like, oh, you've been together forever. You got to get married. You got to do this. You have to go through the motions. So I feel like seeing that scene, the luncheon, it brought all of those stereotypes or stigmas together.
Yes.
I thought that was very, and then it was the people who cared the most, because you see the mom and then, you know, Jungin and Jiho and then the little boy.
I know. Anu.
He was the star of the show.
So cute. But yeah, I loved like the family meeting and then like just openly accepting Jiho. And I loved like the last thing that Jungin said to her sisters and her mom like at the lunch, and she was like, I can do this. We'll get through it. I know things that we've never even expected can happen, and there may be moments when we'll regret our decision. But you know what? I'll still be okay because I'll have Jiho right by my side. I'll vent to him and he'll make me feel better. And before I even know it, I'll be happy again. And so after she said that, like you could tell like the sisters and the mom are just like, oh my gosh, like Jungin is in such good hands. We're so happy for her. They were just so supportive of the relationship. I know. It was just, and especially after everything they had been through together and up until that point, just like fighting for their love, literally. And them just being like, you know, and even like, but right before she said that, she was talking about like, yeah, like, I know dad will come around, but I can do anything as long as Jiho's by my side. And I'm just like,
and there it is. Like, that's done. Like, we're done here.
So good. Sweet. So good. Were there any other scenes you wanted to go over, Christina?
I think no, because I don't remember. How does it end? I just remember the luncheon. And then I just remember them being so happy. She went to visit the parents, which was a big deal in their little house. I loved that. That was cute. But that was just implied. There was like no dialogue or anything. You just see her bringing flowers to the family. And which they were really just sweet. So excited.
Yes. So, and then like the final scene was so cute because like she came to the pharmacy and they were just like being lovey-dovey. And I was like, this is just perfect. Like, it was just Oh man, yes. It was just so romantic.
Yes. And I forgot to mention that pharmacist, his boss that was so cute, and she was like team them. I remember remember when he like ran out of the store and she ran behind and she goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I thought it was about your son. Oh, who is this? Oh, hi. She's like, oh, I know all about you. Oh, and I can't wait to tell you all about him. I have so many stories. And he's like, you need to go. Like, bye-bye. You need to go.
Oh, my gosh. Cute. I just love everything about this show. It's just so good. So, so good.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like our hot takes, we've like mentioned them already.
We're done. Yeah. Less of the dad and boyfriend plot. Like, we're done. That's it.
Yes. I think, other than like we talked about the ex and everything and her dad, terrible. I think the other thing that about the show that was weird to me, the OST, I was very overused. Like, it was like, whoa. I remember just like by the end of like episode 2, just being sick of the song. Like, I was like, I can't do this. I'm like, I don't want to hear this song ever again. They played it like 10 times per episode.
I will say this director and how they only pick the 5 songs and they only use those 5 songs. There's no like, because all other dramas, they like build on the songs and they add new songs. No, they only have 5 songs and they just, because in Something in the Rain, it's the song by Bruce Willis.
Wait, what?
It saved the last dance for me, but stop Bruce it. I'm telling you. And there's this other one that it's like this woman, Stand By Your Man.
Oh my gosh, they played Stand By Your Man in Something in the Rain over and over again.
By Tammy. Yes, I'm telling you. Yes.
That's wild to me.
So I'm telling you. But that's the thing here. It was only English music as well in this one. And so it's just it's overused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was obnoxious. Yeah. Like, I was like, why? I don't want to hear this song ever.
You know what? I'm gonna send it to you. It's gonna be my new Sweet But Psycho.
No, oh my God. I cannot.
I'm just gonna send it to you.
Oh gosh, no!
I'm gonna send you a package, and it's just gonna poop, and it's gonna do 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 do. Okay, I'm done. I'm so sorry.
It was I was like confused as to why the song was playing so much in the show. I was like, enough! I get it now. I understand.
I know. That's what.
Oh my gosh. But that's like the only thing. But other than that, like, the show is just fantastic. Okay. Let's get into ratings and rankings. Christina, what do you rate One Spring Night out of 5? And if you have your like master list, like where is it on your list?
So I don't have a chronological list I have best of the best. I have still great. Just okay. Dumpster fire. Like those are my, so this is a 4.5 for me, and it's in the cusp of best of the best, still great. It's like, it's at the top of that list. I just, with the whole dad and the boyfriend thing, I think that's why it kind of docked. It wasn't a perfect drama for me, and I was thinking it was like a 4, but I think it's a solid. After thinking about the relationships and what went down, I think it's a 4.5 in my book.
I love that. It's funny because like in the years since I've watched that drama, it was like a 4 out of 5, and it was like in my so good category, so I still loved it. I considered it like a fave. But then if I was like rewatching scenes, I was like, oh, this belongs in my top tier. It's in my top tier. One of my faves. I consider it one of my faves of all time. And I gave it like a 5 out of 5 because I forgot how much I loved this drama. It's like, it's so good. It's so good.
If only there could be, if K-dramas can just like be on hold, no new ones coming out, so we can revisit all of these old ones.
Can we just get a year of like no new dramas so I can just like watch some old ones? Like, I just need a year and I think I can like get it all done. No, I totally agree.
I mean, while, yeah, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, one more year. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. So while BTS is gone, we can get so much done.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh, I love it. I love it. And last but certainly not least, let's get into lessons learned. So, Christina, what were your takeaways from One Spring Night?
Well, with all the themes, which I've already mentioned, but just that things change and you need to do what is right, which I feel even when I just hold on. My thoughts are like, bleh. Okay, I just think, okay, so there's so many different lessons, but just, and it sounds so cliche, but like to follow your heart, but even do it, even if it's the wrong choice that people think it's the wrong choice, but you have to be okay with it, like for you.
Yeah.
And you need to do what you think is right. If you think, you know, breaking up, moving, divorcing, any of those things that you think that could help you in the long run and make you be happy, then it's the right decision. And then with that too, which I loved at the end, how it tied it all together, is that like your tribe or whoever supports you, they'll continue to stay by you even when you make those difficult decisions.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll still be there. Some might not be there.
Right. You know,
but the ones that love you will still be there. And that's what I learned with the show too. And I thought with the relationships and just being, just doing, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
I'm talking to you, Ki-suk.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I love those, Christina. I really, really love those.
What about you?
For me, I think that this really important lesson in finding your own voice and choosing your path, kind of like what you were saying, like even if people think that's the wrong choice, but like going along with like your peace and like wherever that is taking you, and you know, knowing that you have the autonomy to make your own decisions for your own life, even if people don't agree. Also,
that's,
I think,
hard.
It's really good. Yeah, it is hard because you feel like you're alone in it, but like sometimes you just have to take a leap. Also communicating your needs, you know, with Jungin and Ki-suk, I don't think they did a good job in communicating what they needed out of this relationship, and that is why it ended up being stale after 4 years, and they're just kind of like, what are we doing? And so, like, I think it was, like, an important lesson in, like, communicating what you need, especially in, like, your romantic relationship. And then lastly, with, like, Ji-ho, because he was a single dad, I felt like he wasn't worthy of love.
Yeah.
Being in, like, a good relationship or a healthy relationship because how he had been, like, hurt in the past and then the situation that he's in now being a single parent. But it's, like,
he didn't deserve
it. Yeah, it's like, no, but you are worthy of love. Like, your past experiences don't dictate, like, you know, whether someone like would love you. He would always tell Jungkook like, oh yeah, I feel like I don't deserve you. You're too good for me. I'm not good enough for you. But it's like, no, like you are worthy of love and like allow people to love you. So yeah, those are my takeaways.
Love it. I love it. Yes. It's a great show.
Oh, so such good. A good show.
One oh spring night. And in Korean, it's bom bom.
Oh, bom bom. I love the word for spring in Korean, bom. Know, it's bom. Like the cutest word.
And bom, then bom is night.
Bom, oh my bom. Gosh, I never knew bom was night. Okay.
Yeah, that's bom. Why. Okay, I know I'm talking Dom about JK, bom. But no, but JK's dog is bom because he's dark like the night.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Oh my gosh. It made me
so
think
sorry,
about
I had to talk about him.
Oh no, it made me think about Don Bom from Itaewon Class. Like, because oh, the bar yeah, no. was called Don Bom.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, bum. Is that sweet night? Is that what, oh my gosh, does that mean sweet night? Don Bom?
Yes, I think it, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, because Bom Bom is spring night.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I'm telling, yes.
That is so cool. Now I know, wow. Don Bom means sweet night. What the heck? That's so cool. Okay, cool. There I love go. This Korean vocab lesson.
I know, you know what? You're welcome. 안녕하세요. 감사합니다, 여러분.
Oh my gosh. Well, Christina, as usual, thank you so much for joining me for this episode.
Thank you for
this
having so me. Fun. I love coming on.
I love you. You're great. Sarange.
Sarange.
I love you more. Oh my gosh, this is so good.
This is good. One of my favorites.
Yes. And y'all, thank you so much for listening. Let me know if you've watched One Spring Night, what you thought of it. What do you think about our opinions and our takes? Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched it, I hope we convinced you to watch it, because I don't think we revealed like too much. I feel like it's not like a high stakes show that it's like spoilers, you know? It's
no,
just like
there's no magic show. There's no nothing. It's just real life.
Yeah,
you're
it's just
good.
Real life. Yeah. So even if you did listen to this, like, I think you could still very much enjoy the show. But yeah, let me know what you think of this episode and the show. And thank you all so much for listening. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye.